Joining us once again is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Kim, as we go back to late September, we saw the Kansas City March contract climb about 72 cents over 5 weeks and then pretty rapidly drop off again to that same level, but over 19 days. Let's start out with why it made that climb. What was behind that?
Well, as we came into mid to late September, I think the market recognized that total wheat stocks in the United States were relatively tight, significantly 170, 180 million bushels less than last year. Hard red winter wheat stocks, we'd had good exports below 200 million bushels, so stocks were tight. We were planting the hard red winter wheat crop, the planting conditions, we had dry conditions in some areas, too wet conditions others, so we wasn't getting the 2014 crop in good conditions. And then in Australia, they had some late freezes. Is anticipated that they damaged the crop, that their yields were going to be below normal, and they was going to have less wheat to export and to compete with our exports, and so prices went up.
All right, so that's the rise, but then why did they fall so rapidly?
Well, two out of three of those things changed. Of course, stocks in the U.S. remained the same as they were. However, anticipated demand exports went down. Australia, they started their harvest. Their yields were higher than expected when we heard that before. And you look at the planting conditions in the Great Plains with the hard red winter wheat and the soft red winter wheat. That crop went in good condition, and the crop condition reports has good to excellent, better than 60%. Compared to 52% on average and just a little over 30% last year.
All right, so right now that March contract sitting right about $7. Where can it go from here?
Well, we're watching that $6.94. That's the support level. If it breaks through that, and I'd say the odds are against that, probably 60, 40, something like that, that'll go down 35 cents. If it holds this $6.94, stay above that, then we've got a potential 35 cent increase. And right now, I think the odds are it's going to build a floor and just wallow around and maybe possibly gain that 35 cents back, or at least a portion of it.
All right, so then advice for producers who still have some grain in the bin.
Well, decide when you want to have it sold. If you want to have it sold by the first year, just pull all the trigger right now or stagger it out between now and the first.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.